Hey y'all, this is a short PSA from the Ames High School Club CARE. Please tune in to our main segment around 4:30 this afternoon.
If you're curious on how you can help the environment today, in this segment, we're going to give you a crash course on how to recycle and compost in Ames. Note, the fundamentals you can apply to anywhere else outside of Ames as well. Here are some ways you can recycle in your household.
The first way to do this with at least a portion of your trash is by diverting your materials to local stores like Hy-Vee. We recommend that you check places you frequent to see what kind of recycling system is in place for you. Once you've determined what materials are accepted, you want a mini little recycling system in your home. First, you want to check and see if there's a small recycling triangle symbol that indicates that the material is in fact recyclable. Glass, hard plastics, paper, cardboard, and metals will fit into that category. Next, you'll want to collect them in separate containers, and third, you'll want to remember to rinse and dry them so that they're not contaminated with food. And lastly, you can drop these materials off at any accepting stores.
The second way you can recycle is by having your recyclables picked up and taken directly to a recycling center. How do you do this? First, contact your waste hauler and ask them about a recycling option. If they have one available and you're willing to pay a bit of a fee, ask your hauler to provide a container for your recyclables. Make sure to put your trash and recyclables in the correct containers and be prepared to set it out to be picked up at the end of the week. At the end, enjoy the satisfaction that your recyclable materials didn't make it to the landfill.
Composting is fairly simple. The only materials you need is a large container, some kind of cover, soil, your organic waste, aka the greens, with some browns. The key to composting is to balance the greens and the browns. This keeps your compost from smelling and accelerates the process.
First things first, you'll want to collect your organic waste, otherwise known as greens. We recommend fruits, vegetables, eggshells, and any other organic, unprocessed foods. Here's a pro tip. You can freeze the food scraps until you have enough to fill whatever container you would like to use. Next, collect your browns. This is leaves, twigs, newspapers, and some dirt.
In your container, layer your browns first, then your greens, a little bit of dirt, then your browns, greens, a little bit of dirt, and so on. You can keep your compost inside or outside, but it's easiest to start off in a shaded area. Cover your compost pile with a tarp to prevent moisture from escaping.
You need to aerate your compost every so often. You can do this by turning over the compost with a gardening tool or your hands. Probably should put some gloves on though. Do this every 3 to 4 days. The air that seeps into your pile will help break down the waste faster. When everything has turned into compost, which should look like brown or very dark dirt, you can place this nutrient-rich fertilizer on top of your plants, garden, and basically anywhere else on your lawn to aid the growth.
And there you have it. You just learned how to compost. If you'd like to learn a bit more in depth about composting and recycling, YouTube is the greatest source. It has everything. One series to check out is One Small Step by Now This Earth. They have great info on all the topics we just covered.
If you'd like to follow Ames High CARE, tune into our afternoon segment at 4:30 and go follow our social medias. Our Facebook page is AHS CARE, our Instagram is ahs.care, and our Twitter is Ames High CARE.
That's it for today, and thank you for building a more sustainable future.